At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 1580 The Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Live scores, sharp options, no waiting till tomorrow. BetMGM Tonight is back.
All right, a little logic. Combs showing off the range here on BetMGM Tonight, Westwood One Sports. Welcome back. I'm Pat Boyle. Got Kate Constable hanging out with me tonight and tomorrow. She's in for Brad Evans. Phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. Before we finish off 20-0, Kate, how about this Stanley Cup final? It has been utterly ridiculous. And honestly, like I'm watching it in the break. I keep turning up. I'm stunned. There hasn't been a goal yet. There's only two shots on goal with how electric the start of every one of these games have been. Game five, series tied at two apiece. We're more than 6 minutes in. We don't have a goal yet between Vegas and the Hurricanes as the series has shifted back to Carolina, but holy smokes, what a series this has been so far. 33 goals in the first four games. It's been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I have the game on the TV right in front of me, Pat. So that's where my eyes are going when I'm looking away from the screen here. Eichel had a phenomenal chance at a goal already earlier for Vegas, and they had another one. I don't know who shot it, but off the crossbar. So there's been opportunities so far, but no one has scored, which is the not the norm here for this series. I mean, if you were taking overs in the first couple of games of the series, you were cashing in pretty nicely. But I mean, still plenty of time. What? Carolina scored three goals in 39 seconds. We could get plenty of points on the board here pretty quick.
Well, that's what Combs and I were debating yet last night. Do you just blindly bet the over no matter what? Now, like, it's 6.5, I think, for the first time in this series, the total on BetMGM, at least to start the game. It's probably now down to 5.5 because there hasn't been a goal in the first 6 minutes, but it was plus money. But just as we said that, Nikolaj Ehlers just got put into the sin bin for shooting the puck over the glass, so the Vegas Golden Knights are going to go on the power play here. And you would think that, wow, we've got 33 goals in the first four games. Like, certainly these teams have been tearing it up on the power play. Not even necessarily. I mean, they went a combined 1-for-6 on the power play last game. In game three, they were a combined 2-for-4. Okay, so that was good. But in game two, they were a combined 2-for-8. And in game one, they were a combined 0-for-5. So it's not even like the man advantage is guaranteeing a goal. All these goals have come from basically 5-on-5. So we'll see. We'll see if Vegas's power play can get things started here.
Carolina's penalty kill in the playoffs has been absolutely unbelievable. I mean, they're at like almost a 90% success rate, which is pretty wild. I mean, that's efficient right there.
Yeah, and that's their calling card. That's their bread and butter. That is their bread and butter, and they're showing the replay. Ehlers has tried to make a smart play where he tried to turn around and basically hit one of those lift passes, those up far right that Vegas was actually killing Carolina with, and he just shot it right into the front row. So, all right, Golden Knights power play. Again, we'll keep you posted. Game 5 Stanley Cup Final, Vegas and Carolina scoreless so far, nearing midway through the first period. Let's get back to the game that we started a couple segments ago here. 20-0, viral game that has swept many sports fans' hearts here over the last few weeks. You got the NBA iteration, 82-0. You got the baseball iteration, 162-0. We went 161-1 last night, Kate, when we played the baseball version. And it turns out the weakest player on our roster is actually Jackie Robinson. So that's how stacked that's how stacked of a team we had. But we're trying to go 20-0 here on the NFL version. Before we do that, again, there you go, right on cue. Mitch Marner with a goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Or at least I think Marner had the assist, but Vegas has scored on the power play and they're up 1-0.
That's clockwork. Incredible.
I think it was, yeah. I think it was Dorofeev.
Yeah, Eichel with the assist. Marner might have had the secondary assist, whatever they call it in hockey.
The hockey assist?
The hockey assist. that's a good name for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just too easy. I mean, that was too easy right there for Vegas. I mean, they just right through the zone. You get a pass that goes right through the slot, and Pavel Dorofeev scores his 11th goal of the playoffs, but his first in the last 8 games. It was not Marner, by the way. Maybe he was on the ice, but the assists were to Tomas Hertl and Jack Eichel. Eichel's 19th assist of the postseason. So, again, offense easy, defense seemingly optional. Vegas leads 1-0. All right, let's finish off 20-0 here. Go ahead. Sorry, yeah, Kate.
Let's go ahead. 20-0. Nope. Here we go.
Combs, where were we at? We were at the Cowboys. We have two defensive players down.
Yeah.
We have the Cowboys here from 99-05. So we needed to make a selection or hit a respin, right?
Yes, yes. We were talking about whether or not we respin or whether or not we take somebody from this team. I mean, look, they had a couple linebackers. I know they had Deion Sanders at cornerback, but again, that wasn't. Yeah, I made the joke that it wasn't prime time; it was bedtime Sanders at that point. I think you look at guys like your linebackers. You got Kevin Hardy. You got Dat Nguyen. Man, they had some defensive tackles on that team too. Their defensive tackles there. You had. I don't know if you really want to use flex on a defensive tackle though. So it's up to you guys. I mean, edge-wise, DeMarcus Ware is probably the pick. We already have.
Respin.
Monty's saying respin. Monty says respin. Right, let's respin.
Why not, right?
Why not? That's fair. Giants 2006-2010. Let's go, baby.
Here
got
goes
a
your
Super
wheelhouse.
Bowl team there.
Strahan.
We have Strahan.
Right?
You got Justin Tuck. You should have OC.
So,
oh, yeah.
Linebacker, cornerback, safety, and flex is what we have left.
Oh, damn.
Antonio Pierce.
The entire strength of that team is the pass rush. Oh, you get JPP as a
linebacker. JPP, Antonio Pierce as a linebacker, too. I think Antonio Pierce is probably better numbers, right? I would assume from that.
Yeah, Pierce had better than JPP.
What did Strahan have? What was his best year?
Well, we have the flex, so we could do Strahan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't his best year.
That's
in that.
No, that was,
it was 9 sacks.
What's his name? Umanyora?
OC Umanyora.
He was the better, edge rusher. Justin Tuck too, off of that team. Yeah,
we might need to go. I don't know.
I would say.
I mean, if we're getting a pass rusher, like we should be aiming for like 18 plus sacks.
Yeah, I think you're looking
20 QB hits though.
Yeah, but yeah, what about?
That's bad.
What about Pierce, Antonio Pierce? What are we looking at?
Higher level tackles.
Yeah. I think Antonio Pierce because he also had. Is that 9 tackles for a loss?
100 level in tackles, 1 sack.
It doesn't have any tackles for loss. 9 passes defended.
It's pass breakups.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is they were so well balanced. There wasn't really one superstar.
I say it's Pierce or it's Umanyora. since we already used our respin. Where are you going? What do you think, Kate?
Let's go Uvignora.
So we're going to go the pass rusher?
Let's do it.
Oh, no. You said if we're going to go pass rusher, we're going to get 18 some sacks. Let's go. I'm blanking on who the other guy was.
Either JPP or Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
What were JPP's numbers, Monty? Let me see. Just scroll down real quick. No, other way. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think we got to go Antonio Pierce. Because Jason Pierre-Paul, they have him as a linebacker, but he was basically a pass rusher. All right, go Antonio Pierce. That's my vote.
Yep,
I'm with you.
Let's do it.
All right, we're on to the Dolphins of the 70s.
62-0 Dolphins?
There you go. I was going to say, this is the undefeated Dolphins, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what year was that? 1972. 72, yeah.
So we literally just got a gold mine.
Who's their corner from that team?
Oh, my God. Nick Bonaconte, 162 tackles in one season.
Jeez.
Dick Anderson, is that 8 picks?
Yeah. 8 interceptions, 14 passes defended. What's the 80, Monty? 80 tackles?
Tackles.
Okay. Yeah.
That might be a good choice. Might be harder to do better than that at safety.
Yeah.
Otherwise, 162.
It's either him or, I was just going to say. Him or Bonaconte.
4 picks and 3 sacks. That's pretty good. We'd have to use him at flex, though, because we just took Pierce at linebacker.
Yeah.
Oof. What about Dick Anderson? Safety.
Yeah, I like Dick Anderson.
Yeah, I'm cool with
safety. 8 picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be harder to do better than that at safety, I think.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Give me Dick. Let's do Dick.
Do it.
Let's take Dick.
We did.
All right, the Buccaneers, 99-05.
Simeon Rice.
Corner, we need a flex.
Simeon Rice. No. Who were their corners of that team? They had
Rondé. Is Rondé still on the team?
Derek Brooks. Oh God, that's right. They had Derek Brooks.
Wow, that's a monster season. 115 tackles, 4 picks.
Yeah. See who are their cornerbacks is, and then maybe it's Brooks as your. Brian Kelly.
Year. 8 picks.
Yeah.
21 pass breakups is a bunch.
Yes.
That's absurd.
Donnie Abraham had more pass breakups and just one less interception. Man.
Darrell Revis has the record for most PBUs in a season with 31. So 21 is
Rondé Barber.
There's Rondé. I was going to say Rondé.
Rondé Barber, 10 picks. Man. I don't know. I still say it's either Brooks or it's one of the corners. If you ask me. But
we probably should take a corner and leave it to the flex for the last pick.
You want to go Kelly or Abraham? What do you say, Kate? Putting all the pressure on you for 20-0.
I know. Let's go Kelly. Well, I can't read this on the screen. What's the second number?
Pass breakups.
Pass breakups.
And then the third number is tackles.
Let's go Kelly. Tackles. Okay. Kelly.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly killed a kid.
Really?
That's the Notre Dame. Talking about the Notre Dame coach. Former Notre Dame coach, Brian Kelly. LSU coach.
Oh, my God.
I was joking. That's a joke.
Allegedly.
Not really. All right, Patriots 2021 to 2025.
Judon, right?
Judon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see what Christian Gonzalez's numbers look like.
Oh, they have Hightower, too.
On Bentley. Hurricanes just scored.
It's already 1-1.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just blindly bet the over. That is the play.
Yeah, Christian Gonzalez, only 2 picks. Those numbers actually don't look that great.
No.
J.C. Jackson, 8 picks? When the hell did that happen?
says 2021.
Wow. all right, we do have to go to break. So are we going J.C. Jackson or are we going Matthew Judon? I'm fine with either. I don't think we're getting 20, though, if I'm being honest.
I vote Judon.
Yeah.
I vote Judon. Let's see what we did. How did we do? We got our team. Whoa! 20!
Whoa! We did it.
Oh, my God. We went 20. Wow.
Have you guys not ever gotten 20 and 0 before?
No, that's the first. 20 and 0.
Wow.
All right, we got to go to break, but we're going to, Monty, screenshot that. We're going to come back to this when we come back. Holy smokes, we literally did it. We did 20 and 0. We went 20 and 0. Unbelievable. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get you the score update. Vegas and Carolina, we just had another goal. This is BetMGM Tonight. Westwood One Sports.
The Knicks are one win away from their first NBA title in over 50 years. New York can taste it. Up 3-1 in the series. Can they finish the job? Game 5 is in San Antonio. Saturday night, Westwood One Sports.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by FinWise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Hey, Albert, can you help us plan and budget for a bathroom renovation?
I certainly can. Let me review your finances.
Who are you talking to?
Albert, my AI financial assistant that I can access right in the app. It automates all things finance. Moves money, pays bills, creates personalized alerts, finds savings, and so much more.
Your bathroom renovation financial plan is ready. I found cash you can put aside, and to cover the rest, Albert can get you up to $10,000 fast.
Can you find contractors nearby within our budget?
Here's a list of contractors. Would you like help requesting a $10,000 loan for your bathroom renovation?
Yes! Download the Albert app and use promo code MONEY to access Genius. Plus, get up to $10,000 for whatever you need. Just download the Albert app right now and use promo code MONEY to get up to $10,000. That's promo code MONEY.
Empower!
Ellie here is getting the sleeve she's always dreamed of. She worked with Empower and planned for her next move, so she got good at money. Now she can be a little bad. Oh, by the way, you spelled journey wrong. No worries. She can afford the cover-up, too. Ooh, check out my tat. It says, invest well, live a little. Start today at Empower.com.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.